You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Sarah Clapson. I'll be here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so, responding to any comments, answering any questions. Do get them in and I'll do my best to get through as many as I possibly can. Plenty to talk about ahead of what is a really big game at the City Ground this weekend against Wolves. Nuno coming up against his former club for a second successive game, having come up against Tottenham. This one is a really important one, I think. Forest went into the Spurs game. Spurs were favourites for that. I thought first half, for a spell, they did really well. And it was kind of building on the Fulham result before that. Second half wasn't quite the same. But if we go back to the last game at the City Ground and that Fulham win, that really set the standard. So Forest have to get back to that. For Saturday. It's a real opportunity. It's so close and tight at the bottom end of the table. Games are quickly running out. It's getting to that stage where things are starting to get quite decisive. So I think the home games, Forest really need to make the most of opportunities like this. They've got some games coming up. I guess they've only got a few left anyway, but there's some really big ones in there. And I think Saturday is one. Going to be important to get the starting lineup right, I think. Nuno named an unchanged team against Spurs. I think you can see the logic in that based on the Fulham result before it. Why change a winning team? And I guess there is a case to be made for keeping it again, keeping that team again for Saturday. Against Spurs, I think that the midfield balance, the Ryan Yates, Danilo dynamic, did it really work? I'm not so sure. But at home, against a team like Wolves, I think you could argue Ryan Yates didn't have the best of games on Sunday, but I think Wolves could be one that suits him. So I would maybe be tempted to keep the same team again. I certainly think the attacking setup has to remain the same because there's so much potential and excitement in that three of Elanga and Gibbs-White and Hudson-Odoi and with Chris Wood up top. I don't see why you would change that. Centre-back, if Bolly is fit, I would bring him back in. Question mark over whether he will be, of course, but I would bring him in if so. His physical presence, his height, his experience coming up against Wolves, I think that could all be... It could make a difference, I think. It would be harsh to break up the partnership of Murillo and Omobamidele. There's a lot of promise and a lot of potential in that partnership. The two of them are really bright prospects for the future and there's so much excitement about them. But I still think Bolly would just have the edge, I think, for this one. I'm not sure there are too many other changes that I would make, though. Fullbacks, got to keep them. Surely Nico Williams is in a great run of form. Olerena, since he's come back from injury, has done really well. So I don't think there will be too many changes. And I don't see why there would be the need to. Similar level of performance to the Fulham game is really the aim, got to be the aim. Forest have shown what they can do under Nuno. That's kind of the standard. That first half against Spurs, as I mentioned, looked really good. Really got at Spurs. And it was a continuation of being on the front foot. And that's what Forest need to do now. It's the table, there's so little in it. It's all about taking the initiative, I think, and going for gains. Hopefully that is the case this weekend. With that in mind, I'll bring this one up. Dave says, we need to go for it against Wolves. They have nothing to go for, not getting relegated, not getting into European places, and they have a few injuries. Still keep it the same team if we can. I think I'd agree, Dave. I think I would keep the same 11. As I said, I don't think the midfield dynamic was quite right at Spurs, but that was a different test and it was an away game at home. Ryan Yates and Danilo worked really well together against Fulham, I thought, and both had very good games. I do think that this is a Ryan Yates type of game, getting stuck in and really battling and going for it. Danilo had his best game of the season against Fulham. Hopefully he has another good one. I still think there has to be a place for Nicolas Dominguez at some point, because I really like him. I think he's been really good. He's been a bit unlucky in missing out on the 11 a little bit lately for whatever reason. I still think he's got a part to play, but I would keep the same team. As I said, if Willy Bolly's fit, I would bring him back in, for the reasons mentioned. But it would be harsh to leave anybody out, I think. And I've spoken so much about continuity and stability and trying to get a regular group to build around. It was a rarity to have an unchanged team at Spurs. It's not something that's happened too often this season at all. So, to have it three games in a row, obviously, I think could be a real benefit. It's about building those relationships and connections and chopping and changing all the time, sometimes for the sake of it. I'm not a big fan of that. So I'd agree with you. I'd keep it the same. Forest have got some good options on the bench if needed. I thought Gio Reyna came on and did all right. At Spurs, he looked quite bright. He's generally looked okay when he has come on. Hopefully he can have a big impact at some point, give him a bit of confidence as well. Yeah, some good options on the bench. The sooner Taiwo one is back, the better for that reason. I would still have Chris Wood ahead of him at the moment because Chris Wood is in a great run of form. But it's about having options. And if Taiwo can get fit or get back soon, then that's got to help. You'd fancy him to come on and make an impact as well. So hopefully he's back pretty soon. Agree about the need to go for it. That's what I really liked about the Fulham performance. It was Forest on the front foot, attacking, creating all kinds of opportunities, giving the opposition problems. That's the standard. That's kind of the blueprint. At the City Ground, another big game. I think getting the crowd going again from the start, the atmosphere against Fulham was brilliant. So to have that again, I think can make a big difference. I think it's a really important game. As I said, going to Spurs, Forest were the underdogs. Spurs were expected to win. For me, it was the performance was going to be the important thing against Spurs. And in spells, Forest looked really good. Going into this Wolves game, I think it's one that, I mean, a win would just make such a big difference, wouldn't it? I think they've got, like you said, got to go for it, got to show intent, got to show positivity, get the likes of Elanga, Gibbs White, Callum Hudson-Odoi on the ball, create chances for Chris Wood, because the form he's in, he can put them away. I'm hopeful of a really good performance again. Certainly like to think that'll be the case anyway. With that in mind, Tom says, "Hi Tom, think the Wolves game suits Yates more than it did against Spurs." I would agree with that, Tom. I can see why Nuno stuck with the same team against Spurs for all the reasons that we mentioned about continuity and it being harsh to leave players out. It didn't quite work. The early booking didn't help Ryan Yates against Spurs because then he couldn't do what he does. He had to hold himself back. It really limited his game. He wasn't having the best of afternoons anyway, but that just didn't help. Having said that, he nearly scored. He had that chance that was then parried for Chris Wood, who hit the post. So I think he had moments. But yeah, I agree. I think the Wolves game is one that suits him better. At home, at the City Ground, with the crowd, hopefully getting going again, getting stuck in. I mean, the Ryan Yates debate is one that we've had a few times, and I think there is a place for him. I think the job that he does is an important one. You need players like that in the team. Will he be the right choice every week? Probably not, because you do need to pick and choose for certain games. But the Wolves game, I agree. I think that's one that's suited for him. I think I would probably stick with Danilo alongside him. I think sometimes that's important as well, getting the right partnership, because you're trying to get the best out of both midfielders in there. That partnership worked really well against Fulham, so I'd stick with that. As I said, I would like to see Nicolas Dominguez get a chance at some point again, because I think, I mean, he's shown he can get goals, and that's a really important factor as well. He's got a bit of dynamism about him that I like, so hopefully there's a place for him at some point. Richard says we need to stop Gibbs White taking set pieces. Morgan Gibbs White enjoys that responsibility. I think he enjoys taking the initiative in that sense, and he's somebody that thrives having that spotlight. I think we saw that against Fulham when he had that magnificent first half. I think he really enjoys being the main man, but certainly free kicks, I would look at maybe giving Nico Williams a chance. He's shown what he can do for Wales, scored that great goal. Murillo as well, I know he has taken one, but he's certainly got a strike on him. Waiting for him to get one of these chances go in, because he thoroughly deserves it. He's had a few now, Murillo, hasn't he? He had another one at Spurs. One of them's got to go in, surely. But yeah, I would maybe mix it up a little bit, I think. Forest are too predictable at their own set pieces, and something's got to change. Got to make more of them because they're an important part of the game. Corners as well. I do go back to that Fulham, I keep going back to it, that Fulham game though, where Morgan Gibbs-White put in the first corner and I think it got cleared or it just went over everybody's head, and he did hold his hands up and apologise for it, and then went on to have a storming 45 minutes. So he picked himself up from that, put it behind him and got on with it. But I think he'll have a point to prove against Wolves. I'm sure he will. But I do agree that something needs to change with the set pieces. Defending, certainly something needs to change. They have been a problem all season and continue to be. I suspect that it's probably too late in the season now to really make a difference with them. I think it'll be something that has to be addressed in the summer, because Forest just concede far too many. You can't keep giving yourself... I mean, they're masters of their own downfall in that respect. Can't keep giving themselves that kind of problem to deal with. Got to put that right. But as I said, I think it's probably something that it might be having to get to the summer and deal with it then, because a few weeks of the season left. I'd be surprised if it changes too significantly in that time. Having had this whole, near enough the whole season to work on it, yeah, it seems a lot to ask for it to suddenly change in these final games. I hope it does, but certainly taking them, I think I would mix it up, because that's an easy switch to make, surely. You've got people like Nico, who we've seen can score from free kicks. It seems like that could be an easy switch, even if it's not for every single one. Just give somebody the opportunity to take one and see what happens. Can't be... It's certainly worth trying, I think. Paul says, as Morgan Gibbs-White is playing well at the minute, I fancy him, apart from free kicks, to grab a goal on Saturday. Hopefully he will be up for it against his old club. I think he will, Paul. I think he will be really fired up for it. He is at the moment anyway, Morgan. I think you could see from that Fulham game how, as I said in the previous comment, he enjoys being Forest's main man. He enjoys having that responsibility and really showing what he can do. That Wolves game is another opportunity for him to do that. I think he'll be well up for it, keen to put in a positive performance. I'm sure he'll get plenty of stick from their fans. And again, it's something that he seems to thrive on. He likes having that moment of being able to respond by doing his celebration, putting his fingers in his ears and proving a point in that respect. He'll want to have a big game. And if he does, then that bodes well, because he's at the centre of everything, isn't he, when he's on form. A goal would be great. That's something that he has been trying to add to his game, and he has got a few this season. It's still an area I think he can improve on, getting more goals. One on Saturday would be timely. More than anything, though, he'll want to be on the right end of the result, I think. But if he puts in the kind of performance that he's capable of, then that should hopefully set the stage for Forest to get the result that they want. He can have a massive role to play, Morgan Gibbs-White, in these final games. If he's on form, you have a bit more confidence about Forest playing well and getting something from games. He really is at the crux of everything. Yeah, if he has a big end to the season, I think that can only work in Forest's favour. Everybody needs to play well. And it's, without kind of referring to it too much, that Fulham game was a real team performance and everybody had a good game. You couldn't point to anybody that was below par. And you need that. You need team performances. Individual performances are great, but you need everybody to put in big displays to get results, I think. But if Morgan does what he can do, then it's certainly bodes well. Patrick says, just hope we play like we did the first half against Fulham, but for 90 minutes. That really was the blueprint, wasn't it? That Fulham first half. I can't remember a better first half, certainly this season, possibly since promotion, I think. Maybe the Newcastle game, maybe I'm forgetting a few, but it was terrific. And as I said, it was to a man, everybody was on form. It was a real collective effort. But the challenge is to do that again, because it's all very good doing it on that occasion, but to get out of the position that Forest are in, they need to do it weekly. They need to do it, as you said, for a full game and week to week. I think the second half, it was different against Fulham. It was a bit more of a battle. It's going to happen. I think it's quite rare that you get a full 90 minutes playing to that kind of level, certainly when you're in the position that Forest are in, because they're down there for a reason, and it's consistency. Trying to do it for a full game is the aim, and then trying to do it week to week as well. That's certainly what Nuno wants. He's talked about it quite a lot, about wanting to repeat that performance, wanting to have that level week to week, have some consistency. That hasn't happened this season. It's been up and down. There have been bright moments. There have been big results. We saw at the end of last season that if you get a bit of momentum, if you go on a run, makes a massive difference. That's what Forest need to do now in these remaining weeks. The Fulham game hopefully kickstarts that. As I said, I think the Spurs one, you kind of take that aside because of who it was against, because it was an away game. But even then, positives to take from it, I think, certainly that first half. But getting back to what Forest are capable of on Saturday, that's got to be the aim. That Fulham performance can't be a one-off. It's got to be the start of something. It's got to be the first of a run of results and performances. Saturday's going to be the test of that, I think. Damon says, Nico for set pieces. Yeah, I'd agree with that, Damon. Certainly give him a chance. I think it's got to be worth a go. As I said, that one that he scored for Wales was really good. So he's shown he can do it. Even if it's not taking every single one, even if it's just mixing it up, I think there's got to be something to look at, surely. And it's as I said, it's an easy change to make. Defensively is the big one to sort out, but that's probably going to take a little longer. I think it's, again, something that maybe one for the summer. Just hopefully it isn't too costly in these remaining games. The problem that Forest have got with defending it is that everybody in the Premier League knows that it's an Achilles heel for them and will try to exploit it. Being aware of it, finding a solution for it, trying to solve it is a different matter. Forest know there is a weakness. They know it's something they need to work on. Nuno has spoken about it before. I remember speaking to him about it, I think, after the Luton game. I think it was that one anyway. And he kind of said at the time that it was about making the most of chances at the other end first, so that it took the pressure off conceding goals from the set pieces. And he does have a point. Forest in a few games have created a lot of chances and not been ruthless with them. I mean, you only look at that Spurs game. Had Chris Wood's chance gone in, I think it was Alanga who had one as well. Murillo had that chance. Didn't have too many, but take a few of them, particularly in games against teams like Spurs, when you don't get many, then it becomes a different afternoon. So I guess both points are valid. Forest need to take their chances. They need to be ruthless in front of goal, but they do need to work on their set pieces defensively. And as we've said, or been saying for quite a while, making the most of the attacking ones as well, that's got to be something to look at. Again, I would go with Nico. For me, has to be up there with player of the season. I think he's really come on this year. In a great run of form at the moment. He's found consistency. Certainly, he's one of the players that has done well week to week and doesn't look, you wouldn't take him out of the team now. I think he's really made that place his own, which is something when you think that there was a question mark over whether he was more of a wing back than a full back. I think he's proved that he can do both. He's looked right at home at right back, and I think he has to be a player of this season contender, surely. He's done so well. And the exciting part for him, and I guess some of the other players as well, is that he's still really young. He's got a fair bit of experience already under his belt, but he can still get better. He can still improve. Forest do have a group of young players like that. Murillo, Omar Bamidele, Morgan Gibbs-White, Elanga, Hudson-Odoi, Danilo. There's a good core group there who still have their best years ahead of them. Stay up and try to keep that group together, and you kind of feel that there's reason for optimism going forward, because as we've said, in terms of team selection and in terms of progressing as a club, I think it's about having a core group and building on it. Hopefully survival would provide the opportunity to do that. Really like the way that Nico has progressed this season, and he's somebody that wears his heart on his sleeve as well. You can see that he really cares, and he really wants to do well. He knows what it means. I think he can be an important player in these final weeks. Just finally, Patrick says, get the Morgan's white flag out again for the Wolves game. He really seemed to enjoy that one, didn't he? I think it probably did make a difference for him having that Forza Garibaldi display and seeing it before kickoff. You could see he took a moment where he looked up at it, and I'm sure he took it personally. He said on social media that he repay that faith. The end result was something to behold. That first half was absolutely incredible. Yeah, if that's what it takes, then get that flag back out. But I think he'll be well fired up for Saturday anyway against Wolves. Yeah, I think he'll really want to go for it, and he'll want to be the star man again. I'm sure he's shown he's capable of it, and we all know what he can do. We all know the kind of talent that he has. I hope we see he came off against Spurs and he immediately put an ice pack on his leg when he got to the bench. Hopefully it was just a precaution and he hasn't tweaked anything. We will find out more when we speak to Nuno tomorrow for his pre-match press conference. He said immediately after Saturday's game that they would have to assess it. I suspect it was precautionary, because at that point, it wasn't late on in the game, but it was proving an uphill battle for Forest at that point. So you could see why Nuno did make that change. Probably with Saturday and the rest of the season in mind, there was no point keeping Morgan Gibbs-White out there if there was even any slightest chance that he might have picked up an injury. Forest can't afford to lose him. Fingers crossed he's okay. I suspect he will be. He's generally pretty tough, Morgan Gibbs-White. And I think, as we've said, he will be desperate to play. Right, I will have to call it a day there. Thank you all for getting involved, for watching and commenting. And I will be back with another one of these next week, probably a couple of Garibaldi Red podcasts before then as well. So do keep an eye out for them. Fingers crossed we've got a positive result to talk about next week. That would certainly help, wouldn't it? Fingers crossed anyway. And do say hello if you're at City Ground and see us there. And I'll see you all again soon. Thanks all.